Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you found time in your schedule to join us today as we share the Word of the Lord. On yesterday's broadcast, I never got to the message, and with the Lord's help, we're going to do that today. But I just want to share what, to me, is one of the most beautiful passages in Scripture. Isaiah is one of my favorite books, and I just want to read select passages from Isaiah chapter 40. He begins by saying, comfort ye my people, saith your God. He was speaking forth the word of the Lord. And he goes on in verse 2, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. I want to stop for a moment right now, and what the Lord is speaking through the prophet Isaiah. He's speaking to us today through his prophets, through his God-ordained ministers, through this broadcast. Beloved, he's saying, be comforted, be comforted. This is the role that we are to play, beloved. The leadership needs to encourage, needs to instruct, needs to inspire God's people. Why? Because of what Jesus has done. He was speaking far into the future when he talks about her warfare is accomplished, her iniquity is pardoned, because, beloved, that did not occur until Jesus Christ came and took upon himself the sins of humanity, and he was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. And so, beloved, the word tells us we are more than conquerors in him. We are more than overcomers. This is why we can be comforted. This is why we can rest in the Lord, knowing that the battle is the Lord. And of course, that third verse, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, of course, that references the physical ministry of John the Baptist, who did that in terms of the ministry of Jesus. And in those days, whenever a king was passing through a nation, they would send an advanced troop before him, before the entourage, that there would be rough places or bump holes or, you know, holes in the road to be filled up, and that it would be smooth passages, the rough places made plain for the entourage, for the arrival of the king. And beloved, this is what we have been called to do. As I said this from time to time, it's no longer a single voice. It's no longer a single man. It's no longer an individual. But God has raised up a body in this earth, the body of Christ, beloved. And if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, beloved, you are a part of that body. And people from every nation of the world belong to that body. Jesus is the head. Isn't that something exciting to think about? I know I was listening to something on YouTube the other day, and it was this brother. He was a brother because he was talking about warfare. This is demonic. He was just making comments as he was describing the things he was showing. And it just blessed my heart that a brother was so much on the same page in the United Kingdom. Well, beloved, we have hundreds, thousands, even millions of believers. God is moving in a powerful way in many nations of the world, in China, in the Middle East, in spite of the horrible wars that are going on, the jihad, the massacre of Christians, the beheadings of believers, the persecution of so many, the refugees who are fleeing war-torn countries. Beloved, nonetheless, God is moving in paralleled ways. Jesus is being seen. There's Muslims are actually experiencing the unveiled Christ as he appears to them, and they're being brought into a saving knowledge of who he is. Beloved, God is moving in a powerful way, and regardless of how evil the times in which we're living, how dark the hour in which we are drawing our breath, we know that God is in control. And everything is for a time and a season, beloved. A time is coming when the angels shall stand on the water and on the land and say, time shall be no more. The word of the Lord goes on in chapter 40. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Heaven and earth, beloved, shall pass away, but his word shall never pass away. And what we see here is the vanity of flesh that we endure for the shortest of time, and even the things as Christians we go through, our present light affliction, Paul mentioned, was just brief compared to the glory which is going to be revealed. And so what is our charge? The Spirit of the Lord is speaking through these ancient words that were penned so many hundreds of years ago. He says, Zion that bringeth good tidings, beloved, that's you and me, get thee up into the high mountain. We know that we need to be in the high places with our God. Oh, that doesn't mean going to spend time on a mountaintop, a physical place, but the Spirit of the Lord is talking to us to come up higher, to be in his presence, to come spiritually in that holy place before the very throne of God, where the prayers of the saints ascend as incense. That is where God is calling us, because why? The veil has been rent, the veil of his flesh, of the unveiled Christ, who now stands in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, whose eyes are as a flame of fire, whose feet are as polished bronze, as if they burned in a furnace, who out of his mouth there proceeds a sharp two-edged sword. He is the Lord of glory. And when John saw him, he fell on his face as one dead. This is the God that we serve, and he is coming again, and he's going to bear his holy arm, beloved, in your behalf. We are to lay hold of the fact that we have been comforted by our God, and that we have a message. Jesus gave us the Great Commission. He's never disannulled that. He's never done away with. He's never said that there is a new urgency, a new errand. These words were his final words to preach the gospel and make disciples of all nations, that we are to share in the dimension and the capacity that he has enabled each one of us in the various lifestyles and activities and professions and callings that we have, whether in actual ministry for the Lord in terms of preaching the gospel, or whether we have a lay ministry, if you will, although there's very little distinction, that we are speaking to co-workers, to loved ones, to our family, to our neighbors, to friends, to share the good news of Jesus. Beloved, I've just been sensing an urgency in these last days and weeks that we need to redeem the time. The days are evil. And beloved, I want you to be encouraged in your life. You might feel just totally worn out and totally here. I'm here. You listen to me preaching that, oh, you need to be speaking the word of the Lord, and you feel so so weakened, so down, so distressed, beloved, let me tell you, that's the work of the enemy. And I'm going to pray before I conclude this broadcast. But he's saying through the word of the Lord, lift up your voice with strength. That's an act of the will, a decision. Praise God anyway. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, his work before him. And now this is where it comes to you, beloved. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs, the young ones, physically and spiritually with his arm, carry them in his bosom, close to his heart. How precious is that? He shall gently lead those that are with young. And beloved, if you've ever heard that beautiful poem about footsteps, where a person had a dream and they were walking along the seashore and there were two sets of footprints, and then all of a sudden the footprints disappeared, and the Lord was questioned by this person. Lord, why did you desert me? Why did you leave me? And the Lord responded, my child, that's when I picked you up and carried you. Beloved, underneath are the everlasting arms. And Father, right now, I sense there are those who have been so embattled, so under it, so whacked out by the work of the enemy. Father, they need your touch right now. And Satan, right now, I come against you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I rebuke your attacks spiritually, physically, emotionally, circumstantially, through loved ones. I come against the works of darkness. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. And Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I loose the anointing of God to destroy every yoke, that they shall be set free in the joy and the strength and the peace of the Lord. Lord, you shall get glory. They shall arise and with the power you have given them, with the faith you have given, release and loose themselves from the very bands of thy neck, which the enemy has wanted to put upon them. In the name of Jesus, Father, I speak to those shackles. Let them be broken. Let them drop off, and let your people be free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and let them rejoice in your glory. Father, I thank you for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, perhaps tomorrow I'll get up to my message. Thank you for joining me. My time is gone. I must bring this broadcast to a close, but not before I remind some of you who've listened for a while, and those of you who may be new listeners, that this is a ministry of prayer, intercession, and correspondence. The announcer will give our contact information. It's a personal ministry, and so I personally read and answer your letters and send back whatever God gives. I invite you to write. I love you. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.